let's clap our hands so loud that the angels of God put their ears. Come on. There you go. You are worthy of our praise. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise God. Before you see to turn to somebody and say, thank you. I said you everybody that around you is so good to add here off and on. All right. They'll get it fixed. So good to be here. Privileged to be able to stay on this platform. My here, maybe that receiver may want to put it up here. I don't know. Anyway, Bishop, thank you for to be on your platform today. Amen. Brother Owens, good to see you again. Who can forget a face like that? Amen. Brother Soberg, I'm glad you didn't expound any further what happened at Applebee's last summer when we sang. Amen. To be here. Let me get a handheld mic prior to that. There we go. Amen. While they get that fixed, it is so good to be here. My name is Brother Wagner. I'm all the way from Paris, Illinois. The only French words I know is French fries. Amen. But it is so good to be back. We were here last year with Brother Cannon, our General Sunday School Director, and we were given the opportunity to go throughout the entire district of your district here and to minister the Word of God to many, many children, teenagers and adults, and Republicans and Democrats. And it is just so good to just feel the presence of the Lord here in this place tonight. If you feel Jesus, somebody raise your foot. A hand, I'm sorry. All right, yeah. But it is so good to be here. Amen. And you know what? It took me about 5 hours to drive up here from Paris, Illinois, and you'll never believe what I saw. I saw some cows. Have you ever seen cows? You got them up here? Well, I'll tell you what, as I was driving up here, my hands were on the steering wheel, I looked out my side window, and you know what I saw? I saw a cow, but she only had two legs. You ever seen a cow with only two legs? It was a sight to see. She was standing up, leaning up against the fence post, trying to keep her balance, and I don't know how she did that. But you know what? I felt sorry for her. But there is a name for a cow that only has two legs. You know what they call it? Lean beef. So anyway, as I was driving down the road, my hands were still on the steering wheel. I looked out my window again, and I saw another cow. And tears started rolling down my cheek. A frown came upon my face. Because that next cow that I saw, you know what? She had a problem. She didn't have any legs at all. None whatsoever. Felt so sorry for her. She was rolling over here while I was driving by. She was getting her a drink. Then she'd roll back over here to get her something to eat out of the feed trough. You know what you call a cow that has no legs? Ground beef! I might as well sit down. They know that one. So anyway, as I was driving down the road, I looked out my window one more time. My tears dried up. My frown turned up to a smile. You know why? Because that next cow that I saw had all four of her legs. Praise God. Hallelujah. Then I looked one more time, and she had a problem. Yeah. She was doing this. She was just a shaking all over. You know what you call a cow that shakes all over? Beef jerky. And you know what, Brother Grant? All cows love to come to your church. You know why? Because they love to come to see the pasture. Oh, come on, let's clap our hands so loud that the angels have got to put their fingers in their... Let's see if my mic works. Does it work yet? No? That's no fun. All right, see what you can do. All right, but anyway, it is so good to be here. Turn to your neighbor and say, I'm glad I'm here tonight. I'm glad I'm here tonight. Turn to your other neighbor and say, I'm glad you're here tonight. I'm glad you're here tonight. All right, I got to be hands-free, so we'll try to do the best we can here. It says Joy Box. That's right. Let's take that lid off. Let's put it back there. And you know what? How many of you have joy in your heart? Raise your foot again. Hand, I'm sorry. Why I keep saying that? All right? And you've got joy because of Jesus living in your heart. But you know what? Some people come to church, or there are people out in the world who don't even have joy, and their lives are empty. Somebody turn to your neighbor and say, empty. Yeah, empty like this box. Yep, empty.
Hello.
I don't want to have an empty life. I want to have joy. And when you allow Jesus to come in your heart, you can receive joy.
Okay, now I'm going to put this yellow ball. Oh, I hear some sound, yeah. I'm going to put this yellow smile ball in front of me. It works! Yeah, and I see it's working on you too. Isn't that neat? Oh, you know what? It takes more muscles to frown than it does to smile. Now, let's do it again just to make sure that this yellow smile ball is working, okay? Now this time, let's maybe do it in slow motion, okay? So, let me do my ugly frown. Okay, here we go now. It works! Yeah! Isn't that awesome? Why don't you try smiling at your neighbor and see what it does, huh? Oh, yeah! Now, I'm just going to put this here in this empty bag, okay? Now, you know the good thing about smiling is that it is contagious. How many's ever had a cold before or the flu? And your mama tells you, don't get near them or don't breathe on them because you'll pass it. You know what? When you smile at somebody, you know what it does?
It's a smile ball.
Where'd that guy come from? But anyway, when you smile at somebody, it makes them smile and it makes you feel so good inside because you made somebody smile.
It's a smile ball.
Yeah, and so when you go to school, you can smile at your teacher, you can smile at your friends, and
a smile ball.
Yeah, but when you smile at your teacher and your friends, it just makes them smile and it makes you feel good inside. You know what? You can go to Walmart and you...
Another smile ball.
Yeah. When you go to Walmart, as I was saying, you can walk down the aisles and meet people and, you know, you just wear that smile on your face and it'll make that...
Another smile ball.
It'll make them smile at you. And when you walk down the sidewalk of your...
Another smile ball.
But when you walk down the sidewalk of your neighborhood and when you smile at the people that are passing by in their cars or they're walking by you, you know what? They're just going to smile at... Another smile face. Here we go. Oh, yeah. And so I am so thankful that I have that joy that we're talking about there, and it's in me, and it makes...
Another smile ball.
I don't know where these are coming from because this bag was empty. But anyway, you know what I am most thankful for? I am most thankful for Jesus for what he has done in my life. When he forgives you of your sins, when he fills you with the baptism of the Holy Ghost, you know what that's going to do to you? That is going to put the biggest smile on... I said that's going to put the biggest smile on your face that you have ever had. Come on, somebody. Oh, wow. I'm so glad that I get to wear that big, big, big smile because of what Jesus has done for me. But you know what? The Bible tells us that Jesus is like a well. How many knows what a well is? A well is a place that has been dug out in the earth, and down, 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 down there is water. And you know what? The Bible says that Jesus is like a well that never runs dry. Wow. Hey, how many of you have ever been to McDonald's? How many have ever gotten a drink from there? Huh? You go up to the counter, you pay for it, they give you that cup, you go over to the dispenser, you get your ice, and then you select your favorite drink, Coke Zero, okay? And all right, you fill it up, and then you get your lid, you put the lid on there, and then what's that thing you... Thank you. You get you a straw, take the paper off, and you put it down through that lid, you hold up to your mouth, and you go... Yeah, makes you feel so good. It just kind of quenches your thirst. But you know what? I'm so glad that Jesus is like that well that never runs dry, because he can quench my thirst. And you know what? I am thankful that... I'm thankful that... I mean, when you serve Jesus, you've got to have a big straw? I mean, you've got to have a big straw, because he's like a well that never runs dry, and you've got to have big? I mean, I'm talking about a big. Brother Grant, I'm talking about a big straw, because we serve a big God, all right? But... Uh-oh. I mean, did I say big straw? Huh? I mean a big straw. I mean a big straw, because we serve a big God. Somebody clap your hands so loud that the angels have got to put their fingers in their ears. Oh, turn to your neighbor and say, that was awesome. Oh, yeah. Clap your hands three times. Clap your hands four times. Clap your hands. All right, let's sit these guys over here, because I want you to keep smiling all the time, okay? How many would like to come up here and help Brother Wagner? Huh? Anybody like to come up here? All right, let me get some music going here. Let's see here. There we go. Got some, a little louder, please. All right. How many would like to help Brother Wagner? I need a boy. I need a girl, maybe. Who wants to help me? Let's see here. How about that boy right back there? Yep, you. Come here. Come here, dude. All right. Come on up here, dude. Give me my hand, somebody. All right, step right up here, buddy. Tell me what your name is, but hold on. Now listen, I'm in Madison, Wisconsin. I don't hardly know anybody here. So I'm going to have to find out what his name is. You may not know who he is, so I'm going to have to tell you his name too, all right? And the way that I'm going to tell you is the exact same way that I hear it in my ear. So buddy, what is your name? His name is Aiden. That's the way I heard it. You want to try it again? What's your name?
Aiden.
His name is Aiden. Okay, so your name is Aiden. Aiden, how old are you?
Eight.
He's 18. Okay. Got... Wait. No? How old are you?
Eight.
He's 8 years old. Okay, sorry about that. And how many wives do you have? I'm sorry, girlfriends. How many girlfriends do you have? You got to think about it. Goodness. How are you raising your kids up here in Wisconsin? Okay. Anyway, you're 8 years old and your name is Aiden. The important question is, do you love Jesus?
Yes.
You love Jesus. Awesome. Okay, here's what we're going to do. We're going to talk about a word, then you're going to help me do an object, okay? An object lesson. The word is faith. Have you ever heard of that word? Okay, do you know what it means? Okay, he says you believe in Jesus. That's good enough. And that is perfectly right. The Bible tells us in Hebrews chapter 11 and verse 1, it says, faith, everybody say faith,
faith,
is the substance of things hoped for. Let's stop there. Aiden, have you ever hoped that you could get something in life? Let me help you out. There is a holiday in December, and it's on the 25th day. What?
It's Christmas. That's right. Now, Aiden, let me ask you a question. Have you ever hoped that you could get something on that day?
Yeah.
All right. Let's do this. Let's use your facial expression. How would you look if you were hoping that you would get something for Christmas, like a Barbie doll, okay? And I'm sorry. I mean like a PlayStation, okay? You were hoping that you would get a PlayStation, hoping real bad. And you unwrapped your last gift and it was not in there. How would your face look? That's what I thought. That was pretty good. Do it again. Okay. All right. But Aiden, on the other hand, how would you look if you were unwrapping your gifts and you got to that last gift and that PlayStation was in there? How would you look? He would look weird. Aiden, you're all right. All right, so you got the idea. Everybody's got the idea. Now, faith is the substance of things hoped for. You're going to find out, kids, as us adults already know, that you are going to have to use your faith. There are things that you are going to want in life that you are going to have to believe Jesus for, all right? But sometimes we got to have faith within ourselves, and that's what Aiden is going to show everybody tonight, how much faith he has inside himself. Aiden, stay right there. Run back here, and I'm going to get a couple of objects that I want you to help me with, all right? You still out there, buddy? All right, here we go. This? Can you not see? What's that look like?
It looks like a bricks
type. Does that look like a piece of wood? It is a block of wood. What's this part?
A nail.
It is a nail. You want to check it out? Okay, that's good enough. Now, okay, let's set that on the table. Now, Aiden, Brother Wagner has always got something in his pockets. I got something in my pocket right now. What is that? It is a nail. Now, Aiden, here's where you're going to use your faith. First of all, you want to check this out? Okay, that's good. Now, all right. You are going to use your faith by doing this. Do you think it's possible? Do you have enough faith within yourself and balance on the head of that nail? Some kids do it like this. Some kids do it like this. Do you think you can do this? He said, yeah. How many of you kids think he can do this? Look at your support system out there. Awesome. Okay, so go ahead and take this nail. All right, step up behind the table here. When I tell you to, I want you to start trying to balance that, okay? And I'm going to keep talking to the congregation out here. Go. Okay, so what Aiden is going to do is he is going to try to... Okay, go ahead. He is going to try to attempt to try to put this nail, which he should have done already. So... What is your problem?
You came back at the table. You're like this.
Oh, I was...
I am
so sorry. I didn't know I was doing that.
It's okay.
Okay, listen, I promise I won't hit the table no more. Go ahead and take this nail, and when I tell you to, go ahead, because I'm going to keep talking to the congregation, okay? So now, everybody, what Aiden is going to do... What? Go ahead, try it again. But what I want to tell everybody is simply this, is that Aiden should... How come you haven't got that done yet?
Because you can't marry me. First you were doing this, now you're doing this.
Okay. All right. I promise. I won't touch the table. I won't touch you. You go ahead and take this, and I'll keep talking, okay? All right, so go ahead. Aiden, what is your... What was I...
You kept your leg... Like,
Wait a minute. You know what I am? I am what's called an obstacle, okay? And I am getting in his way, getting in the way of his faith. You're going to find out, kids, soon enough, that you will try to use your faith and the things of this world, the enemy of this world, will try to deter you. Here, let's do this. I promise that I will not touch the table. I will not make sounds. I will not touch you. You go ahead and take this and concentrate and use your faith. Can he do it? All you need is just take both hands. Both hands. Concentrate. Okay, put it sideways. Find the middle. Give him a hand, somebody! Good job. Give me five, dude. Yeah. Now, hold on. Now, Aiden, was that hard? It was, maybe a little bit. But it was kind of easy, too, wasn't it?
Yeah.
All right. So, let's think about this. Aiden, I got something in my pocket. Do you think it's possible to balance two nails? And your answer is?
Yeah.
Try it and see. How many of you thinks he can do two nails? All right, concentrate. I'm going to give you about 5 seconds here. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And he says it's impossible. All right. Well, you know what? I like your ability because you tried at least. All right, give him a hand clap, somebody. Stay up here. Wait a minute. Aiden, I got something in my pocket. Huh? No, not another nail, now the two nails, okay? Aiden, do you think it's possible to balance four nails on that? And your answer is? No. All right. Oh, wait a minute, Aiden, I got something in my pocket. Another two nails? No, another three nails, okay? 4 plus 3 is 7. Aiden, do you think it's possible to put 7 nails on top of the head of that? And your answer is? No. All right. Oh, wait a minute, I got something in my pocket here. Another 4 nails. 4 plus 7 is 11. Aiden, do you think it's possible? No. Did you hear him? No. But wait a minute, Aiden. What if I told you there was somebody in this room that could balance all 11 of these nails? And I'm going to try that. Here's what I'm going to do. Aiden, you stand right over here on the side. All right. I'm going to let you hold this. When I tell you to, I want you to put that in the middle of that table. Don't set it right here because the table's got a little piece sticking up. Set it about right there when I tell you to. All right? You think you can do that? How many of you think you can do 11 nails, huh? We're just going to find out here and see what's going on, all right? Let me show you. I'm just going to lay it on the table. Just then I'm going to take this nail and just... I'll lay the other one sideways like this. I'm just going to keep going back and forth, back and forth, back and forth, just like this. You may not be able to see it, but here in a little bit, I'm going to lift it up to where you're going to be able to see it. I got one nail left. We're going to lay that down just like that. You ready? When I tell you to, you put that there, all right? Now, here I go. This is the hard part. I got to concentrate, all right? Okay. All right, here we go. Okay. Now, here we go. Quit looking. You're making me nervous. All right, here we go. Stand back here. Stand back here. All right, here we go. Quit breathing. All right, here we go. Aiden, put that in the middle of the table. Very good. Stand beside me. Here we go. Quit looking. Here we go. Stand up. Now, Aiden, do you know what? You turn around. Do you realize that you did not have faith to do two? But you know what we can learn from this? We can learn that us that have a little bit more faith, we can share our faith with those who have none. Watch this. Aiden, I'm going to pick this up, and you are going to take both of your hands, and you are going to hold this. Drop it. Both hands. Give him a hand, somebody! All right. Let's give Jesus a hand clap of praise. Let's give it up for Aiden. Didn't he do a good job? Give me a high five, dude. You can sit down. All right. Turn to your neighbor and say, I'm going to try that at home. All right. Hallelujah. Everybody stand to your feet. The clock is not stopping, but we are keeping going on here. All right, we are going to do something that we've done all night, and that is we're going to sing. But I'm going to teach you an action song. How many likes action songs? Raise your foot, one more time. All right. Okay, now the action song is called Raise Him, Praise Him. Put those words up there. I'm going to teach you the words. I'm going to teach you the actions. The first line says, I'm going to raise him, praise him. Everybody do your hands like this. Awesome. Put your hands down. The next line says, get together and sing and shout it. I want everybody to put your hands around your mouth like this. And on the count of three, I want you to say, shout it as loud as you can. One, two, three. All right. The next line says, he's the reason that I'm standing jamming. Everybody do this. There you go. All right. The next line says, he's the reason that you put your hands together. Everybody do this and say this. Five, six, seven, eight. Do it again. Five, six, seven, eight. Stop. The next line says, everything that breathes. Brother Grant, can I take a test to see if you have any dead people here in church? All right, you take care of the spiritual part, I'll take care of the physical, okay? All right, this is going to see if you're alive or not. Everybody put your hand up in front of your mouth, take a deep breath, hold it for 2 hours, I'm sorry, 2 seconds, okay? Now everybody blow out. Girls, you need some breath mints. Woo! No, I'm just kidding. Did you feel something on your hands? What's that called? Air. You know what that means? That means you're alive. Turn to somebody and go, I'm alive! All right. That line says, everything that breathes. You see that word UGH? Here's how Brother Wagoner pronounces that. I want you to try it on the count of three. One, two, three. Good job. Now, when you say there is an action that you are supposed to do. Now, God has given us this part on our body. All right, to do this action, it's not our hands, it's not our feet, not our knees, not our elbows. It's called your bumper, okay? All right, so when you go, I want you to throw your bumper out to the side like this. Go, try it on the count three. One, two, three, Good job. Now, kids, we have what's called adults here. Those are the people with baggy clothes, gray hair, and wrinkled skin, okay? Now, adults, if we don't go back the other direction, you're going to chiropractor tomorrow, okay? So let's go back the other direction on the count three. One, two, three. Good job. And then the last line says, come now and praise the Lord. Are you guys ready to try this? Now listen, I need some praise singers, two girls and two boys. How about you? How about you? All right, and two boys. How about the red shirt boy right there? Yep. And how about you with the red whatever on it? Okay, come on up here. Come on, come on, come on. Come on up here. Girls here. Boys over here. All right. All right, this is good. Nope, I already got the boys here. All right. Now, in order to get this song started, I'm going to go 3, 2, 1, and you guys are going to yell out, hit it, maestro, and that starts the music, okay? Let's practice. 3, 2, 1.
Hit it, maestro.
They did pretty good. Are you guys ready? Are you ready? You don't look it. All right. Here we go. Let's try it. 3, 2, 1.
Hit it, maestro.
Well, that's, doesn't it? All right. I got it playing. I need my music. Oh, the sound man is sleeping. All right. Here we go. Ready? Everybody, hands up. I need some more music up here, please. Well, you got to raise him, praise him, get together and sing it. Shout it. He's the reason that I stand and jam it. He's the reason that you put your hands again. 5, 6, 7, 8. Everything that breathes. Come now and pray. Oh, I need a little helper out here. Well, you got to raise him, praise him. Get together and sing it. Shout it! He's the reason that I stand and jam it. He's the reason that you put your hands together. 5, 6, 7, 8. Everything that breathes. Come now and praise the Lord. Somebody a high five! Let's do it over. Here we go.
Well, you gotta raise him, praise him. Get together and sing it. Shout! He's the reason that I'm standing, jamming. He's the reason that you put your hands together.
5, 6, 7, 8.
Everything it reads. Come now and praise the Lord.
Come here.
Get together and sing it. Shout! He's the reason that I'm standing.
Let's give it up for my praise singers. Didn't they do a good job? You can be seated, everybody. Amen, amen, amen. Praise God, praise God. Somebody go, woo! Amen. Are you having fun?
Yeah.
Amen. Well, I'm having fun too, but you know what? If you hear, the music's a little bit slower now. And the reason why, because Brother Wagoner wants to take this opportunity to talk to you here for just a little bit. Now, I'm only going to be about another 10 minutes, 15 at the most. And when I get done, when I'm finished, I am going to let all the children in here do something that you just love to do. And you're thinking, what is it? What is it? What is it I love to do? I'm going to tell you. When I get done here in about another 10, 15 minutes, I'm going to let you do something that you all love to do. And that is, I am going to let you talk as much as you want. How many talking children do we have here tonight? That's what I thought. Give me your attention. Give me your attention. Now, I'm going to let you talk as much as you want when I'm done. Little exceptions here. Except you're not going to be able to talk to Brother Wagoner. Is that all right? Can you get by with that? All right. Shh, 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 shh. And not only can you talk to me, but I'm not going to let you talk to your neighbor either. All right? Now hold on. As a matter of fact, I'm not going to let you talk to anybody in here. Shh. So, Brother Wagner, who am I going to get to talk to? I am going to give you the opportunity to talk, let you talk as much as you want to Jesus. And you're saying, I know what that's called. That's called prayer. Uh-huh. So you see, when I get done, we've got a large altar area up here. And when Brother Wagner gets done, I'm going to call for you, and you're going to come up here just like this. You're going to put your foot on this carpet all along here. You're not going to go past that, because in between are going to be the adults. That's right, you adults. You already knew who you are. You're going to be my altar workers tonight. How many of you adults believe that children can go home filled with the Holy Ghost tonight? Sure enough. So we're going to ask the adults to come first. Then we're going to have the children come, and they're going to stand right in front of the adults facing that direction. Somebody say four steps of worship. We taught this last year when I was here. And what that is that we want you to do the four steps of worship, which will allow you to go right into prayer and to give God praise. Somebody say step number one. Step number one, all you got to do is this. Everybody close your eyes. See how easy that is? Open them up. You know what the number one hindrance to prayer is? It's called distraction. And you see, you could be praying over here, and somebody could be over here jumping up and down and making faces and all that, and that could disturb you. But if you have your eyes closed, that's going to help you keep on praying. Somebody say step number two. When your eyes are closed, what we ask is that you lift up your face. Everybody lift up your face just a little bit. Very good. Put it back down. You know why we're doing that? The Bible tells us. It says, I'm going to lift up my eyes unto the hills. From whence cometh my help? My help cometh from the Lord. How many of you boys and girls need help today? Adults? Sure. And so we're going to lift up our face because our help is on the way. Somebody say step number three. While your eyes are closed and your face is lifted up, step number three is you simply raise both of your hands. Come on, raise both of your hands. Awesome. Put them back down. You know what that's a sign of? Two things. It's a sign of worship, which we've already done tonight. But it's also a sign of surrenderance. That's where you surrender your praise. You surrender your everything to God Almighty. And so, here we are. Step number one, eyes closed. Step number two, face lifted. Number three, hands raised. Step number four, it's my favorite. What is it? Step number four is I want you to use your playground voice. Now, how many of you boys and girls were on the playground this week or even today? Hands down. What's your playground voice sound like? I know how it sounds like. Hey, it hasn't been that very long ago when Brother Wagner went out on the playground. I got out of my car. I ran over to that real tall slide. And I went to that real tall slide, and I stood at the base of it, and I looked up. It's like, whoa, dude. So I started climbing it. And I climbed, and I climbed, and I got to the very top. I turned myself around. I grabbed a hold of the rails. I sat down. I looked over here. It's like, whoa, dude. I looked over here. Whoa. I looked in front, and that slide went like this. A smile came on my face because I knew when I got done, I was going to use my playground voice. So I pushed myself off, and here I went. And I went down that slide. And I got to the bottom. And you want to hear my playground voice? I sounded just like this. Could you hear me? Oh, sorry, that was my quiet voice. Turn to somebody and say, don't use your quiet voice. So let's do it over again. I climbed up the slide. I sat down. I looked over here. Whoa, I looked over here. Whoa, I looked in front of me. Woo. I pushed myself off. And here I go. Even in slow motion. I got to the bottom and I used my playground voice and I honestly sounded like this. Hey everybody, come over here. This slide is so much fun. You see, it goes, woo-hoo! Could you hear me? See the difference? Now listen, I'm not telling you that you have to scream when you're praying, but you know what? Jesus wants to hear you talk to him and say things like, Jesus, I love you. Jesus, forgive me. You want to try it? Let's try it. Step number one, shh, close your eyes. Step number two, raise your face. Step number three, raise both your hands. And step number four, adults, would you mind joining us with this playground voice? Let's give Jesus some praise. Jesus, I love you. I worship you, Jesus. I thank you, God, for you're great and worthy of all praise, Lord. Jesus, I thank you for what we feel right now. Let's put our hands together one more time. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. I want to ask you something. How many of you feel Jesus right now? Isn't that a good feeling? Turn to your neighbor and say, I feel Jesus. Turn to the other neighbor and say, do you feel Jesus? All right. Amen. It's God. Well, it's getting to that time where I just want to bring you the word. Let's set my hat here.
Don't fall asleep.
Let me bring out something that I think all of you know what I have here. Anybody know what this is? It is a Bible. No Bible. All right, cool. You know what? Look at this little thing right here, this little ribbon. I got me a place saved in my Bible, so I'm going to open it up just right where I have it. Oh, the book of Acts. Oh, the third chapter. And verse 19, if you'll put that scripture on screen, please. The first word, I want you to look at that. It says repent. Everybody say repent. Yes. Well, Brother Wagner, what does repent mean? I am so glad that you ask. It says that it means this. That means the things that you used to do, you ask God to forgive you and you don't do them no more. And you turn your back on those things and you walk away from that. That means repent. Let me tell you something. When you were born into this world, do you know what you were? Before you were even 1 second old and you were that little bitty cookie, a baby. Do you know what you were? You were a sinner. You were. Let's read on here. It says, repent ye therefore and converted. Everybody say changed. Yeah, changed from what you were to what God wants you to be. Let's read on. That your sin, everybody go, oh. that your sins, listen, may be blotted out. How many has ever heard of that word? I'm going to tell you what it means. That word blotted means, well, hold on just a minute. It means this. What's this called? This is called a pencil, but what's this top part? That's what the word blotted out means. It means erased. So what Jesus and his word is telling us is that we need to repent, be converted or changed, and a miracle is going to take place tonight in somebody's life, whether child, teenager, or adult. What's going to happen? Your sins will be blotted out or erased. Now, you're all still in school. Now, how many of you have ever used a pencil and you're taking a test? You're making the test complete here, and one more answer. I made a mistake. I made a mistake. I heard it over here. So all you got to do is just see the smile it put on my face after the mistake that I made, and I used the eraser, and that's what Jesus wants to do to you tonight. He wants to forgive you of every one of your sins. But I can already feel it in my spirit tonight. Somebody's thinking, especially an adult, you're saying, Brother Wagner, you don't know my past. You don't know my history. You see, when I was a little boy or a little girl, I did those bad things, and look at all of that, and here I am today. Don't tell me that God doesn't have the power to forgive you of your sins. There is no sin greater than the great God that we serve. And you still don't believe? Then maybe you need a big God, because you have. Come on now, let's be honest with ourselves. Yes, I know we all have a history. I told you, boys and girls, that when you were born, you were automatically a sinner. And if you have not, from that time to now, asked Jesus to forgive you, the time is now. And all you need to do is say, Jesus, I love you. Forgive me of every one of my sins. I know that you died on the cross for me. And I know, God, that you are able to set me free today. And he has done that. Clap your hands to Jesus. How many of you know what this is? If I was sitting where you were and somebody asked me what this was, I would say it's a dry erase board. You see, when I was in school, we didn't have these. We had, back in the Pony Express days, chalk and a chalkboard. But it still had the same principle. You could write on it with the chalk. You could erase it with your hands. You could take a dry erase marker, put it on there, and dry it and erase it with your hands. But I want to ask you all a very simple question, boys and girls, and I think you know the answer. What is the only kind of marker you should use on a dry erase board? They know that question. A dry erase marker. And guess what I have in my pocket? I've got a marker. And what? Hold on. P-E-R. M-A-N-E-N-T. Permanent. Somebody ask you, Can I use this permanent marker on this? No? You know what? My mommy's not here tonight. She's in Chicago, so I feel... And you know what? That's just like our sin to Jesus. You see, it's a mark on our life. And you know what? How are we supposed to get that off? I heard Brother Wagoner say tonight, all you had to do was repent. But you know, some people don't like to listen to the preacher. Some people don't like to listen or read the Word of God. And they think that they can take care of their own sins and God will forget about it like this. What's this? Oh, and they think that all you got to do is just... Hold on just a minute. I know it'll come off. Come on. It's not work. Come here, you right there. Come here real quick, real quick. Come here, come here. I want you to take this eraser, and I want you to try to get that mark off. Is it coming off?
No.
Go sit down. You know why I had her come up here? To prove a point that neither I, nor her, nor anybody in this place or in this world has the power to take your own sins away. Then how can it happen, Brother Wagoner? I got something in my pocket. Anybody know what color this is? It is red. And when I think of this color red, you know what it makes me think of? It makes me think of the blood of Jesus that was shed on Calvary for, everybody point to yourself, for me. Do you realize before Jesus hung on the cross, they whipped him and they beat him. His flesh opened up. Do you realize that they put a crown of thorns, not lightly on his head, but they pushed it on his head and little blood began to roll down his cheek. And then he had to carry his cross. And then drove nails through his hands and his feet. Why was he doing this? For you. So that you would have the easy way out of only saying, Jesus, I believe in you. Forgive me of my sins. Sins. That reminds me. Anybody know what this says? Sin. And that's what we have in our life unless the miracle has taken place. But I am so thankful tonight for the power that is in the blood of Jesus. And you see, when we come to Him in prayer, like you're going to do here in just a little bit, the blood of Jesus that was shed on Calvary is covering every sin that we have done. Every. Even the black marks of our life. Aren't you thankful for the blood? But Brother Wagner, where's the miracle at? Oh, the miracle? The miracle's going to happen here tonight, but I'll show you this little trick. And it's going to hit home with a lot of people. All you have to do is go to Jesus, who is the eraser of our sins. And you say, Jesus, I love you. Forgive me. And you know what? This is what's going to happen tonight. Somebody clap your hands to Jesus. Stand to your feet. How many wants this to happen tonight before you go home? I thought so. Adults, I need you as a prayer warrior tonight, as an altar worker. Would you come and assemble? Kids, hold on. Assemble yourselves along this altar right now, very quickly, please. Come on. These children stand in the balance between you, hallelujah, and your effort tonight to pray with them. Children, as soon as they get up here, I'm going to let you come up here and stand wherever you want in front of them. And they are going to help you pray then. I know it's a school night, but I want us to get a hold of God before we leave. Hallelujah. All right, children, would you come from the front to the back? Would you come and stand in front of these adults right now? We're going to get ready to pray. We're going to do the four steps of worship. And we're praying tonight that God will perform this. this miracle tonight. Praise God. All children, I want you to face that adult. Face me. Be quiet. Please be quiet. Awesome. All right, children, are you ready? Let's steps of worship, and then we're going to let you loose to be able to pray. Step number one, I want you to close your eyes. Close your eyes. Keep them closed. Step number two, I want you to raise your face. Come on, raise your face up. Step number three, I want you to raise both of your hands. Come on, we're surrendering to Jesus right now. And step number four, I want you to use your playground voice. Come on, and talk to him right now. There you go. Hallelujah. Come on, talk to Jesus right now. I love you, Jesus. I worship you, God. Jesus, come on, kids. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory, glory, glory. Hallelujah. Jesus, in your name. Hallelujah. Come on, let's stand up. There we go. Hallelujah.